Sugar Crunch Cereal presents The Radio Adventures of Matt and Algar, starring Matt Robotham and Ron Algar Watt as themselves. Our story so far: pursuing the bureau chief of BOTTOM, cadets Dottie and Gary have crash-landed in a hostile, bat-infested region of Venus. Meanwhile, Matt, Algar, and Commander Slap's strong arm of the Orbit Cops have discovered a secret science lab on an asteroid in the outskirts of Mercury. And now, today's adventure, the sinister plot of Dr. Malingo.
I can't believe you turned Captain Strongarm into a lemur.
Can't you?
Well, considering you did it by blindly pulling levers with no idea of the consequences, actually, I can completely believe that you did that.
I'm nothing if not consistent.
I guess what I can't believe is how little it bothers me this time.
Well, in fairness, it's a lot funnier when it's not happening directly to you. But I guess we should probably work on trying to change him Hey, where'd he go?
I think I heard the pitter-patter of little lemur feet. Oh, that way! Come on!
I mean, sure, but do we need to run?
Holy crow.
Jumping Jupiter, what is that thing? It's like a giant shimmery window.
I think that's a teleporter. That's what teleporters look like now.
Teleporter? Teleporters are glass booths with lots of coils and electricity coming out of them.
I know that, but hard as it might be to believe, technology marched forward after we fell into the cryogenic stasis in the late 1930s.
I thought it was radioactive gas.
I think it was both.
So we're obviously walking through that teleporter, right?
I guess if we want to get Strongarm back, we really should.
Oh, right, him too. I just meant because, you know, adventuring.
Of course. After you.
This place is huge.
It's like somebody took all the ridiculous science labs we've been in over the years and combined them into one giant... What is that racket?
What? Oh, sorry about that. Was I making too much noise?
Ah!
Are you my neighbors? Because really, I think we can settle this between ourselves without involving my landlady. I'd rather like to keep my security deposit if at all possible.
What in the worlds are you...
Ah, special agents, there you are.
Ah, yes, our wayward lemur. I assumed that your friend here mistakenly wandered into my transformations chamber, so I transformed him back for you.
What happened to your voice?
Obviously, lingering effects from that whole lemur transformation.
So, I hope that settles our business here.
I mean, while we're here, we do have a couple of questions, maybe.
Is this about your frisbee? Because I told the last kids that came here that frisbee shouldn't even work in space. The fundamental principle of a frisbee requires atmosphere and...
Kids?
Gentlemen, do you not realize who this is?
I don't not know, actually. I don't know this.
This is the acclaimed scientist, Dr. Malingo, inventor of the cranial brain interpreter.
The what?
Oh, I've heard of those things. Nasty piece of work.
Why, thank you. I see my reputation precedes me.
The cranial brain interpreter and its sister machine, the Psycho Eradicator, are essential tools in the treatment and rehabilitation of criminals.
Oh, sure, they sound like they would be.
If I'm not mistaken, one of those devices reads people's thoughts and the other one actually removes objectionable thoughts from their minds entirely.
I see my reputation continues to precede me.
If this guy created those things, should we not be... arresting him?
Arresting him? This man is a hero. Without Dr. Malingo's important work, the Orbit Cops would have to...
Would have to question perps and rehabilitate them humanely.
This is all getting uncomfortably political. Can we change the subject, please? Oh, I know! That horrible noise when we came in here!
Noise? Oh! You mean this?
Yes! That, what on earth, or wherever we happen to be right now, is that?
It's my music.
Is it?
Well, it's a type of music, of sorts, in a way.
Timothy?
Oh, hello, dear. I was just talking to the neighbor kids.
Timothy,
about...
what have I told you about playing that awful cacophony in this house?
See, that's what I said.
House?
You tell them to stay out of this. You should be seen and not heard. A good whipping would set you straight. Personally, I blame the parents.
What is...
Timothy! Why haven't you finished the yard work yet? I don't know why I'm there.
Yikes.
That's the first thing you've said that I've completely agreed with.
This is pretty bad, but look on the bright side.
What?
At least we're not hanging in a dungeon someplace.
Gosh, Dottie, I'm real sorry I got us captured and hung up in this dungeon.
Oh, don't worry about it. This was bound to happen at some point.
I never should have trusted that horrible little prospector. I just thought that he...
Well, howdy, prisoners. I done brung you some company.
Who's that ugly lady? Ow!
Tarnation, youngin! You best be showing some respect for the Archduchess Clay Mido.
Horses! You're the twin sister of Archduke Pachinko, the evil tyrant.
Ow! What'd you hit me for?
To teach that mouthy cotton-picking friend of yourn a lesson.
All right, Stuart. That's enough local colorfulness for now.
Stuart? Ow!
But you're supposed to be hiding on Neptune with your brother.
That phase of our lives is over. We're tired of being hiders. Now we're going to be warers. The despicable planet Earth has spread its influenza throughout this galactic universe for too long. Now we'll... I thought I was building up to a big speech there, but now I'm thirsty. Stuart, rough that one up while I wet my whistle.
Yes'm?
Ow!
There. Now, where was I? Oh yes, the Earth, which we hate. We've declared an interstellar crusade against Earth and all Earth... Earthites. Earthlanders? Earthfolk?
That sounds right to me.
And so, starting with you two, my brother and I are going to show the galactic universe just how we feel about you and your stupid planet.
So you locked us up in a dungeon?
Ow!
Silence!
Boy, that takes me back.
This is no dungeon. The pair of you are exhibits in my zoo.
But we're human.
That's right.
And... you're human.
Yes, I know. All our alien friends have exotic zoos filled with aliens and humans. We wanted one too. It's a stasis symbol. Though admittedly, you may actually be dead by the time we get back from invading Earth. So it'll be more of a corpse farm than a zoo. Corpse farm? Is that a thing?
I think so.
Right.
Why's that?
This isn't the real zoo we plan to build. It's just a prototype. We don't have the room to build a full-size zoo. Not till we finish invading the Earth, anyway. Have I mentioned we're invading the Earth? So, you're going to have to share this cell with another exhibit. Herbert, take down the wall.
Right away, Archduchess!
Herbert? I thought your name was Stuart.
I reckon I have a lot of names. Herbert Daniel Sarkinson Pork Pie Stewart Lithium.
Is there gonna be a test? Because you'll have to unchain my wrists if I need to write this down. Ow!
Now when that wall comes down, that there giant spider's gonna want a taste of one of both of you. I don't recommend a struggling. That web will close around you faster if you struggle. Toodaloo!
Horses!
Hot rockets!
Going to have any time to read
any
of those books you seem to like so much?
Yes, dear.
And get those horrible people out of our house!
Right away. Oh, and dearest.
Don't you dearest me! What do you want?
Well, it's just preparations for the Earth invasion thing, you know, for work. They're complete. Archduke Pachinko is waiting for my signal. It'll just take me 5 minutes to get that kicked off, and then I'll get started right on in on those chores.
Well, the invasion of Earth is pretty important. All right, 5 minutes! And then you get right back to those chores!
Thank you, dear.
Huh?
Did you say invasion of Earth?
Dr. Malengo, sir, with all due respect, how could you possibly stand there and tolerate that kind of treatment? From a woman, no less.
What? No, she's my buttercup. I married her, so obviously I'm in love with her. Right.
I suppose that logic checks out. The institution of marriage is an important cornerstone of a wholesome society, after all.
Hey!
Oh, my ears!
I didn't even know you could make that noise.
That would be a delightful addition to my electronic orchestra. If I could just...
Shut up a minute! Alright. Now, did you, or did you not, just tell that... woman? That you're about to invade Earth. The planet. Where we all live.
Oh, yes. That's right. It's a brilliant plan, really. Three waves. First, we send in the armada of flying saucers, then the mutated super animals, and then... Oh, well, I'm just getting ahead of myself. Sorry, is any of this relevant to you boys?
Yes!
That won't do at all. If there's any chance of you getting in the way of these plans, Archduke Pachinko will not be happy. I'm in a real hurry here, but I suppose I'll have to leave behind someone to take care of you.
Now see here.
Robot!
way!
Dispose of these three. Truly sorry about this, Jen. Archduke hates loose ends. You understand. Duh.
Well, great.
Hang on, I have an idea.
Now, where is he?
He's not running from a fight, is he?
Listen, Al's a pacifist, but he's no coward. I'm sure he has a perfectly good...
He just escaped through the teleporter.
So it would seem.
Please, stand still, so execution can commence.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna do that.
Hey, robot, there's a squirrel in the gutter. Remove the squirrel.
You threw that squirrel really far.
Yeah, but I threw it at Dr. Malengo's music studio, which is covered in soundproof foam. So the squirrel is fine, and it has a head start.
Squirrel, be still. Squirrel, stop running.
How did you...
Oh, I recognize that robot. It's a Gutterator 88. Same model as I picked up at a solar yard sale recently. I guess Malengo must have repurposed it to be his henchman.
Those things are absolutely confounded by squirrels.
I wondered why his wife expected him to do actual yard work by hand, like some kind of savage.
Well, now we have bigger rodents to fry, namely that invasion.
I have my Orbit Cops emergency beacon transmitter. I can send out a general warning to any and all friendly law enforcement officials within range.
Hey, that thing's nice. We may have to start carrying these for our fan club.
This is Commander Slap Strongarm of the Orbit Cops, sending a general SOS. Message to follow. Archduke Pachinko working with scientist Dr. Malengo on invasion of Earth. Invasion imminent. Send help.
Matt, where'd you go?
I'm just checking out this teleporter thing. That's a surprisingly long range.
We have to get back to Earth and warn everyone. BOTTOM Command, the President, everyone.
Can't quite get us to Earth, but it could probably get us close.
I have an old friend commanding a space submarine in the fifth quadrant. Will that be close enough?
You can have five quadrants.
Yeah, that'll do. You get the coordinates and I'll work on resetting this thing.
Wait, when did I end up being the one just standing around with nothing to do?
When you graduated the academy and became an officer?
Ha!
Don't laugh at that. We're not becoming friends.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm gonna be eaten by a giant spider. Of the 8 or 9 ways I always imagined dying, this was never one of them.
Finished yet.
I should at least thank you for getting us down from those shackles. How did you do that?
Oh, BOTTOM agents are constantly being chained up in dungeons, so they made handcuff keys standard issue in the field kit. Thankfully, that old prospector guy didn't take it from me when he captured us.
Hot rockets! It's hard enough trying to avoid this spider, but it looks like there's a second one right behind it.
What? Where?
In the web, you see that moving?
That's not a spider. Somebody's been wrapped up in the web and they're trying to escape. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. You take this laser cutter from my field kit and cut whoever that is free.
And what about you?
I have a plan.
Jeepers. Okay, I'll do it. Rockets go!
Okay, I think I have something in here that can... Oh, here we go. I'll just fit this over my head and...
It's Carla. She's alive and... What are you doing?
I'm using my galactic linguatron to communicate with this spider. It turns out she's actually really friendly.
But she's still a spider, right?
Gosh.
Yeah. Let me just get your arms free, ma'am.
Good work, Cadet. Now we need to get out of here. There's an invasion going on.
It's an emergency signal.
This is Commander Slap Strongarm of the Orbit Cops sending a general SOS. Message to follow. Archduke Pachinko working with scientist Dr. Malengo on invasion of Earth. Invasion imminent. Send help.
Right. That invasion.
The spider says there's some kind of teleporter just outside this cell.
Can't this thing go any faster?
She's rigged for silent running. Any increase in velocity would jeopardize that.
Space is already silent. And I'm not alone in thinking the idea of a space submarine is absolutely ludicrous, right?
You are not.
Gary!
Dottie!
Oh, and Carla!
Welcome back, ma'am.
Commander, we hit a space cyclone and then there was bloodbaths, but Dottie fought them off with a ray gun, and then there was this old prospector, but he turned out to be working for the Archduchess Kamado and...
Horses! Everyone look out that window!
with Uranus.
It's an armada of flying saucers.
There must be hundreds of them.
And they're heading directly for Earth.
Come on, Gary. Don't you have some stupid pun for us?
No.
Tune in again for our next exciting installment, Operation Counter-Strike. Only on the Sarcastic Voyage podcast.